You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, September 12th. I'm Jeffrey Cain, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 16. That's the number of American-made products that China says it will exempt from tariffs. The announcement was made on Wednesday. It's notable because it comes ahead of planned trade negotiations next month between the U.S. and China. The list of exempted products is seen as a gesture of goodwill by Beijing ahead of the talks. The list includes cancer drugs, pesticides, and some animal feed. It does not, however, include economically important exports like soybeans and corn. Still, the move lifted investors' hopes for an eventual trade deal. The next number up is 6%. That's how much Hong Kong's government owns of the city's stock exchange. In fact, the government is the largest shareholder of the Hong Kong exchange. That could be significant in the wake of recent news that the Hong Kong exchange has offered to buy the London Stock Exchange for nearly $37 billion in cash and stock. A combination of the two exchanges would create a global trading behemoth. But the deal will almost certainly face political obstacles. The protests in Hong Kong this summer have raised doubts about the city's autonomy from Beijing. And Western governments have become increasingly wary about acquisitions by Chinese companies. Britain, meanwhile, is undergoing its own political turmoil as it seeks an exit from the European Union. Our last number is $8 billion. That could be the market value of the fitness startup Peloton Interactive when it goes public. The company is known for its online workout classes on exercise bikes. It has now filed for a range of prices for its shares in an initial public offering. At the top end of that range, Peloton would be worth about $8 billion. That's roughly double a recent private valuation, according to PitchBook. Demand for Peloton shares could help bolster an IPO market that has been rattled recently, especially by recent weak performances by Uber and Lyft, and by the struggles of fellow unicorn WeWork to come to market. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Jeffrey Cain, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow.